Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sins.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's chant the intro.
To me a rock of refuge, to which I may continually come. You have given the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress.
You have
God on high, and on earth peace. God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Cast out all sins and evil desires from us, and pour into our hearts your Holy Spirit to guide us into all blessedness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday after Pentecost is from Isaiah chapter 65. I was ready to be sought by those who did not ask for me. I was ready to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, "Here am I, here am I," to a nation that was not called by my name. I spread out my hands all the day to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good, following their own devices. A people who provoke me to my face continually, sacrificing in gardens and making offerings on bricks, who sit in tombs and spend the night in secret places, who eat pig's flesh and broth of tainted meat is in their vessels, who say, "Keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am too holy for you." These are a smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all the day. Behold, it is written before me. I will not keep silent, but I will repay. I will indeed repay into their bosom both your iniquities and your father's iniquities together, says the Lord. Because they made offerings on the mountains and insulted me on the hills, I will measure into their bosom payment for their former deeds. Thus says the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and they say, "Do not destroy it, for there is a blessing in it," so I will do for my servant's sake, and not destroy them all. I will bring forth offspring from Jacob, and from Judah possessors of my mountains. My chosen shall possess it, and my servants shall dwell there. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant Psalm 3 responsively, whole verse by whole verse.
O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me.
Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God.
But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the
Now and forever.
Now, before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then, the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything. But he is under guardians and managers until the date set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you're no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the Alleluia and praise.
According to St. Luke, the 8th chapter.
Glory to thee, Lord.
Then they sailed to the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. When Jesus stepped out on land, there met him a man from the city who had demons. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he had not lived in a house but among the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out, fell down before him, and said with a loud voice, What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many a time it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the desert. Jesus then asked him, What is your name? And he said, Legion, for many demons had entered him. And they begged him not to command them to depart into the abyss. Now a large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. When the herdsmen saw what had happened, they fled and told it in the city and in the country. Then people went out to see what had happened, and they came to Jesus. And they found the man from whom the demons had gone, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And those who had seen it told them how the demon-possessed man had been healed. And all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you. And he went away, proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and Son, who with the Father and Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We sing hymn 541. You may be seated.
True God in eternity, true man born of the Virgin Mary. But how much has he done for you? The world doesn't think God's done anything for them. The unbelieving world is oblivious and opposed to God. People actually think they evolved from an amoeba, and they actually believe it. People who do not know God have no idea what God has done for them. They don't acknowledge that he created them, and they certainly don't think Jesus is a savior. But we are informed, and we know exactly who Jesus is. In holy baptism, the triune name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit was placed upon you. You know that the Father created you. You know that the Son redeemed you, and the Holy Spirit grants faith in your heart. So, along with this man, from whom Jesus cast a legion of demons, we proclaim in the whole world how much Jesus has done for you and me. And we do this by looking at three aspects of this text. First, Jesus indeed is the Son of the Most High God who casts out demons. Secondly, Jesus restored this man to a right mind. He restores you and me to a right mind. And thirdly, Jesus sends us out to declare how much God has done for us. So we begin. Jesus indeed is the Son of the Most High who casts out the demons. Jesus is indeed the Son of the Most High God. Christ came to earth as true man, and he's up in Galilee, and they've gone across the lake from the western shore to the eastern shore to the Gerasene, to the east side of the lake. Jesus was true man who would get in a boat, who could eat and drink, and got on the land by the Gerasenes. I've visited this place on the eastern side of the lake. All those tombs are still there. It's still a dark place on the east side of the Lake of Galilee where the Gentiles live, where they ate pigs, and where they aren't clean. But Jesus was still willing to bring the gospel to them as well, and thus we have the setting of this text. They go to the east side of the lake, and the Son of God, who has recently done miracles of healing the leper and enabling the deaf man to hear, is now speaking the word of the Father even to these people. Jesus came from heaven to earth, as the epistle lesson said, for both Jews and Gentiles, which means for all people. St. Paul says that in this Son of God, we are justified by faith. We are all sons of God and put on Christ in our baptism. We are all sons of God, small letter S, whether we be male or female, because we're all connected to the Son of God, capital letter S, Jesus. Whether you male or female, Jew or Gentile, slave or free, we are all sons of God, incorporated into the body of the Son of God in baptism. We are free, we are heirs of the promise, justified by faith, declared righteous through the work of Christ upon the cross and his atoning sacrifice by the blood of Christ. We are declared holy and innocent and justified by faith. We believe that Christ died for you and for me. We have confessed this morning Jesus indeed is the Son of the Most High God. But you notice how often Jesus in his ministry casts out demons who captivate people, imprison them in darkness. The devil is a fallen angel. He fell after the original creation in rebellion against God. He is the one that spoke to the snake to deceive Adam and Eve. He deceives all mankind. The devil, fallen angel called Satan, his followers are called the evil angels and spirits are the demons. They plague mankind. Jesus came to undo the work of the devil. But a man comes running down the side of the lake where these tombs are. He has a legion of demons, many demons. He takes all of his clothes off. He's naked. He does not have a house to live in. He's outside, dwelling in the tombs with the dead. and they have to put him under guard because he breaks the chains and the shackles on his arms, the strength that the demons gave him. And then he was driven out into the desert. This poor man besieged by these demons. When the demons instantly recognize Jesus, they don't want to be thrown down into the abyss of the lowest parts of hell, so they ask him to throw them into the pigs. And they go into the pigs and they drown them. The demons are our enemies. We indeed wrestle against the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. But Jesus' word drives out the devil. Jesus said, "Leave the man," and they had to obey. Satan and the demons must obey the word of Christ. The word of Christ was spoken over you in baptism. You renounced the devil and all his ways when you were baptized. God the Father said, "I make you my child in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Be gone, Satan. This is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and the devils are still driven out by word and sacrament today." So indeed, Jesus, the Son of the Most High, continues to cast out the demons. The devil and the world, our own sinful flesh, cling to his word because you are a temple of the Holy Spirit that dwells within you. Secondly, Jesus now restores this man to a right mind. When Jesus casts the demons out of this man, he was set free. But this is a picture of how when people are oppressed with evil and darkness, they begin to like the darkness instead of the light. The herdsmen are upset because they've lost all their pigs and their livelihood. All the city is upset. They tell Jesus to leave. They're seized with great fear. People who are oppressed by the devil live in fear, darkness, condemnation, and people love the light, love the darkness instead of the light. What an ironic thing to do. Christ has set this man free, and they want Jesus to leave. This is the world today. The light of Christ comes to some people, and they say, "Leave. Leave me alone. Get out of here, Jesus." And they despise the work of the Holy Spirit. But not this man. This man no more has demons and he is free. I cannot think in the entire Bible a more beautiful picture of a complete transformation of a human being than this. This wild man with no clothes on and is breaking the chains is now fully clothed, sitting calmly at Jesus' feet, listening to Jesus in his right mind. This is a picture of what God the Holy Spirit does. When the demons are driven out and the Spirit comes in, we sit at Jesus' feet calmly, fully clothed, listening to Jesus' word. We have our right mind, and we are at peace. What a beautiful example of what Jesus does in our lives. He restores us to our right mind. Sometimes you will say, "I feel like I'm going out of my mind," or "I feel like I'm going crazy." All of us have had feelings like that, but the Lord delivers us from sin, death, and the power of the devil, and calms our spirit. "I'm an heir with Christ. I'm not a slave to the world. God sent forth his Son, true God, born of a woman, of Mary, true man. He has redeemed me by his blood. He kept the law in my place perfectly. He died on the cross in my place. I am at peace with God. I am at peace with my brother. I am at peace inside. I can sit at Jesus' feet calmly, in the right mind, in peace." Each day when you get up, say, "Lord, drive it all away. Drive the devil, death, and sin, and hell away, and fill me with your word, my word in prayer. Fill me with peace, calmness, to sit at your feet, and truly be in my right mind." That's what Jesus does for us. And thirdly, Jesus sends us out, sends us out also to declare how much God has done for us. Now, Jesus has this man clinging to him. The man has been freed from demons. He's begging Jesus, "Can I go with you, Jesus?" But Jesus does something more important. He sends him away. He tells, "Go back to your house, go back up to your city, tell them how much God and I have done for you." And he went and he did it. And he proclaimed to the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. Here you see how powerful that was. He would be telling everybody, "You remember me. I'm the one that had the demons. Look at me now. I'm free. Jesus set me free. He can set you free too." That is a powerful witness to what Christ does when he transforms us from darkness into light. Jesus sends you out too. You have been set free from slavery to sin to freedom in the gospel. You go back to your homes and communities when you leave this place and can tell everyone what God has done for you. And you don't have to make something up. You spoke the Nicene Creed this morning about the work of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Just using the creed, you can speak to people what God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has done for you. Because we are all sons of God through faith in Christ. We can cry out, "Abba, Father," which in Hebrew means "my Father." Not just the Father, but "my Father," "our Father," as we say in the Lord's Prayer. We are heirs of God, and we have the inheritance in heaven. And when we talk to God, we say, "Abba, my Father." And we declare to everyone what the Lord has done for us. So my friends, Jesus is coming to our city, to our country, to our homes, and heals us in body and soul. Through his death on the cross and his glorious resurrection from the tomb, he has defeated Satan. He drives the demons out of our lives. And when you come here to walk by faith, not by sight, trusting as you hear the word preached, taught, and you are baptized and absolved and receive Holy Communion, and as he continues to come into the home of your heart and into the homes where you live, you know who Jesus is, you know what he has done for you. And so knowing both who Jesus is and who we are, the Lord will use you and continues to use you so you can go everywhere and tell everyone what God and what Jesus has done for you. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
We stand for the offertory.
prayer of the church, we stand to pray. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord, keep us in perfect peace as we trust in you. Grant your perfect peace in Christ, in the world, in the church, in our homes, and in our lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, you preserve your church through all ages, giving those pastors and teachers and laymen who point us to your faithful word. Preserve the faithful witness of the church and the truth of God's word, proclamation of the gospel to all people. Bless Trinity Lutheran Church, Early Childhood, Campus Ministry, International Student Ministry, and Sunshine Station. Bless the women traveling to the Lutheran Women's Missionary National Conference this week. Bless also Pastor James Neuendorf and his wife, Deaconess Christy, as they serve in Puerto Rico. Bless all of us as we proclaim the gospel to all the nations. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, you are a shield around us. Draw near to our homes. Keep them safe from discord and all evil. Give faithfulness to husbands and wives, to parents and children. Allow our home to be havens for peace and love. This week, bless Candy Darmody, Julia Gorman, Glenn Strom, Donna Goodwin, Robert Brookner, Aaron Mankey, Danny Green, Kay Coffey, Calvin Ullman, and Susie Ramsey as they celebrate their baptism and birthday. Bless Stephen Elizabeth Amet, David and Kim Seawall, Kim and Danny, Candy Darmody, Leif and Deborah Stratmullen, Kurt and Dolores Schweiger as they celebrate their anniversaries. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, you've established government for good order and our well-being. Give wisdom to leaders and citizens. Give peace, security, and good laws. Guide our country, our cities, and our communities. We pray for peace in Iran, Syria, Israel, Palestine, and the Ukraine. And be with Calvin, Eli, Gabe, Mike, and Alex as they serve in the military. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We thank you for blessing all those who were at Camp Lutheran Homa this week, keeping them safe from injury. Be with them as they continue to recover from this disaster and tornado. Give them all the resources they need and the help they need to continue their work and ministry. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, you are the great physician of soul and body. Grant healing and strength to Elliot Thostenson, Sue Ebig, Mike Knox, Betty Tinney, Candy Darmody, and Ember Ward. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant, dear Father, that we who come into your presence, that you would hear our prayers for the sake of Christ. Drive away the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh, that adopted as your sons, we may live in your kingdom through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Service of Sacrament, page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord. Our God,
it is meet and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death in the grave, by his glorious resurrection, opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Bless his name. Bless his name.
title would be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Strengthen and preserve you. Christ, our Lord, have taken us away.
Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Blood of Christ. Amen.
You can drink blood of Christ.
Thank you.
Divinus, page 199, we stand to sing. Constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.